Well, hello and welcome to The Profit Express. I am Tim Healy and I'm inviting you to join me each and every week so together we can win the battle for business. And as always, thanks for sharing some of your time with me today. Now, this is a special show for business owners out there listening. Winning the battle for business can take many shapes and forms and iterations, and it means many different things to many different people as a business owner. But if you think about it, the ultimate win in the battle for business is one day taking that business that you created maybe 5, 10, or 30 years ago and being able to sell it, having created a valuable, sellable asset. Because let's face it, when we started the business, whether it was a product or a service, whether we started it in our basement or in a tiny little office somewhere, one of those dreams that we first had when we were starry-eyed new business owners was, hey, I want to create a great asset that one day I can sell, that will be part of my legacy, that will lead to the next chapter in life. And then when we start the day-to-day of doing business, like so many entrepreneurs, like so many business owners, we get lost in the day-to-day and life continues and the clock continues. And then all of a sudden, 5 years turns into 10, turns into 20, and then one day you wake up and maybe you're bored. And one day you wake up and maybe, you know what, you have health issues or you just want to go into that next challenge in life. And so, hey, you think to yourself, all right, great, I want to sell my business. Well, one little problem, you haven't been doing what is necessary, or I should say most business owners haven't been doing what is necessary to prepare their most valuable asset for sale. See, there's a very cold, hard statistic out there that I want to share with you. A, it's going to be a splash of cold water. It's going to be a reality check, and it's going to get your attention. 80% of businesses that are created do not sell. Let me repeat that. 80% of businesses out there don't sell. Now, I, on the Profit Express, as I want to help all of us win the battle for business, I don't want you to be one of the statistics that does not sell. So no matter where you are in your business, if you've started it recently, if you've been in business for 20 years, we have to start today, draw the line in the sand, and figure out what we have to do to create a valuable, sellable business. Because also another thing we can't be delusional with, because even though this is our baby that we work so hard on, we can't think that it's worth millions or it's got some price tag to it, okay? Because that's just our opinion. Because at the end of the day, your business is what somebody is willing to pay for it, what the buyer says it's worth. So in order to not become a statistic, in order to not be one of the 80% that does not sell, I am inviting on one of the nation's premier experts in the mergers and acquisitions world. She's also an author of the brand new book. Let me get a great screenshot on this one, Exit Rich, right? Exit Rich. Her name is Michelle Seiler Tucker. And she has a wealth of experience. Her firm has sold and been a part of selling over 1,000 businesses. She herself has had her hand in about 500 of those sales. And she has put this book together. And part of the book is the 6 P's. We're going to obviously get into that. And it gives all business owners out there, regardless of product, service, industry, no matter where you are, a reality check that if selling your business is a part of that dream and you want to cash in, if you want to exit rich, then don't go anywhere because today's guest has got some great ideas for you. So it's a pleasure to welcome aboard the Profit Express, Michelle Seiler Tucker. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you for having me.
No, listen, it's my pleasure. As a business owner myself, I've read through most of the book, and it is a wake-up call. It is definitely a wake-up mm-hmm. call because, as I said in the intro, we get into the day-to-day of doing business. And then right. 5 years goes by in a blink of an eye, and then it's time to 10 years, 20 years, and then you want to think about selling the business, but you haven't prepared yourself to sell the business. And that's where things fall apart. And that's why you're here. So welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for having me.
Of course. Now, let me ask you one thing. So somebody gets to that point and they reach out to your firm and they say, hey, I want to sell. How much does the owner's emotion come into play when they come and talk to you and when they think about the value of their business and how this is going to sell? How important is their emotional state, is their mindset when they come to you that very first time?
How important is it to me and to the seller of the business?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really everything because if their emotions are not in check and they really haven't come to terms with selling their business and come to terms on valuation and what they'll do next, most importantly, business owners really have to figure out what are they going to do next? What is their beginning strategy?
Right.
And if they don't figure that out, then most business owners will sabotage the deal and they're never closing a sale of their business.
You mentioned that in the book. I thought that was fascinating, that if they don't know why they're selling, they could sabotage a deal. So yeah, how often do you see that?
Oh, all the time, almost in every single transaction. So the problem is, most business owners, what we're really working for and towards is to try to change the mindset of business owners. So many business owners think of their business as their baby,
right,
instead of the most valuable asset that it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, you know what? Your business is not your baby. Your baby is at home. Go home, love them, kiss them, hug them. Your business is your most valuable asset. So we have to get them comfortable with selling. We really have to figure out why are they wanting to sell? Because one of the most important questions to buyers, really more important than anything else, is why are you selling? So we really have to figure out why is that seller selling? What is the reason for it? Is it because the business is not doing well? Is it because a catastrophic event has occurred? Or is it because they want to retire? And then we have to get them comfortable and figure out what the seller's sanity check is. So we really walk them through this process to prioritize what's the most important thing in the sale of the business. A lot of people think it's price. In many cases, it is price. But there are also business owners out there where price is not the most important thing. Taking care of their employees, taking care of their customers, growing their legacy. In many cases, that's the most important thing. Then we also work with our clients to figure out what is it that they need, to enter the next phase of their life. And what is the next phase of their life? What is their beginning strategy? And I talk in the book about a manufacturing business that we sold, mm-hmm. husband and wife. And we bought them, I think I bought them 2 or 3 offers. And they nitpicked each offer. And each offer met their price and terms as outlined in our engagement agreement. But they nitpicked each one and found a reason why they didn't want to accept. And then I finally said, look, I bought you 3, I think it was 3 offers, and you've rejected all 3. I'm not going to keep doing this because I'm spinning my wheels.
Right,
and I
said,
I'm going to take the business off the market. I want you, the two of you, to go do some soul searching and really figure out what is it that you want to do next. What are you going to do after? I call it your beginning strategy. What are you doing next? What are you beginning with? Because if we don't figure out your beginning strategy, you're never going to close on your exit strategy. And they did that. They took about a month, month and a half, and they called me. They finally called me and said, okay, we figured it out. We now know what we want to do. They said, we've always been passionate about bed and breakfasts. They were high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. And they said, we would go and stay at different bed and breakfasts all over the country. And we're going to take the proceeds of the sale and either buy one or start one. And I'm like, perfect. Now you figured it out. So guess what? I put them back on the market. The very next offer I bought them, they accepted. They closed on the sale of the business and they're operating their B&B, I think in New Hampshire, somewhere around there.
So you actually had to take it away from them. You had to take their business off the table for sale because they weren't ready themselves and they were sabotaging their
own
deals.
That's right. That's right. And I always say that you will never grow a business beyond what you can grow the owner. And, same thing with selling a business. We'll never really sell the business if we can't really get the seller comfortable with the seller sanity check, with their beginning strategy, and get them comfortable so that seller's remorse doesn't set in and continue to stay in, because sellers have seller's remorse just like buyers do, sometimes even more so than buyers do.
Well, so listen, you've been in the business world, your whole career essentially. Well, let me ask you this. You obviously know as a business owner, and you can empathize with your clients, that being a business owner is very challenging. It's very demanding. And so many fail. 80% don't sell because they've never prepared it properly. So, so what is your advice to the business owner who's listening? When should they begin the conversation? When should they begin thinking about it? And what are some of the beginning steps to prepare for the eventual, you know, exit rich, if you will, for the sale?
Right. So that's one of the number one reasons, Tim, that businesses don't sell. Like Steve Forbes says, 80% of businesses don't sell. And I don't know if that really sets in with business owners, but it should. Because if you have a business and you want to retire one day and finally exit rich and enjoy the fruits of the of your labor, you have less than a 20% chance of success. That's pretty scary. And the number one reason for that, Tim, is because most business owners never think about selling their business. Right. They never think about their exit strategy. They never plan for the sale of their business. They don't think about it till an internal or external catastrophic event occurs. Internal is health issues, partners disputes, divorce, death, business is not doing well. External is this pandemic that we all have been living in for the last year and a half to 2 years. And so the worst time to really sell your business is during a catastrophic event, because you're never going to be able to maximize value, number one. And number two, buyers don't really want to buy a failing business. So you'll probably be selling for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
And really exiting poor, not exiting rich. So some of the steps, like you just asked me about, is what we talk about really in the beginning of the book, Tim. And I know you said you read the whole book, but do you remember the chapter we talk about the STGPS exit model? So we tell our clients, start with the, it's like Stephen Covey does, start with the end in mind. You should be thinking about your exit from the beginning of buying or starting your company. Now, if you're listening to us today and you've been in business 5, 10, 15 years, it's never too late to start. It's too late if you never start. So first and foremost is, let's go through the GPS exit model. If you want to drive somewhere, Tim, what's the first thing you do in Long Island? You pull out your phone, you go to Google Maps, and what do you plug in?
Before you leave the driveway, exactly. You want that comfort of knowing where you're going.
Yeah, and what's the first thing you plug in? You plug in what? Your destination, right?
Exactly, yeah.
You plug in your destination. If you don't plug in your destination, where do you go?
You'll be lost.
You'll be lost. And you may never leave your driveway.
Right.
And that's what happens to business owners. They don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. And business owners don't have a destination. So they end up driving around in circles up and down the financial hills to end up nowhere. So the very first step that they should do, Tim, is figure out their destination. Figure out your end game. What do you want to sell your business for? And pick a number. And Tim, so many business owners just get hung up on a number. You need to just pick a number. You can adjust it along the way. So let's say you want to sell your business for $10 million. Boom, there's a number, right? So what does the GPS exit model need to know next? It needs to know, where are you starting from? What is your current location? What is your current evaluation? And Tim, I don't know if you know this, but most business owners never, ever get their business evaluated. They don't get their business evaluated until they think of selling, and then they're shocked. You know, they have sticker shock, and they're flabbergasted to learn that their business is nowhere close being worth to what they thought that it would be worth. Meaning, business owners will come to me and say, Michelle, I want to sell my business for $5 million, and they have $50,000 in cash flow. Well, they don't base that $5 million on the value of the business. They base it on their sweat equity, and they base it on what they need to retire on, or what they need to start another business, or what they need to send 5 girls to college and pay for 5 girls' weddings. It's always based upon their needs, not on what the business is actually worth. So, Tim, do you go to the doctor once a year and get an annual checkup?
I do.
Yes. And you probably also drive your car to the mechanic to get an annual tune-up.
Unfortunately, I'm going tomorrow, and I'm not looking forward to the bill, because the dealership is never a pleasant place. You actually brought up it's going to be costly tomorrow, but anyhow.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to bring up a pain point.
That's okay.
But anyway, my point is that we get annual physical checkups once a year to make sure our heart's still ticking and we're still kicking.
Right.
We drive our car to the mechanic once a year to make sure that our car's in good shape. But Tim, our most valuable asset, which is our business, we don't get an annual evaluation checkup. That's financial suicide.
It's funny because you mentioned, I asked you earlier, how important are the emotions? And you say, mm-hmm. you know, it's huge. You have to understand, you know, the seller's mindset. And when you ask them about a number and they come and say 5 mm-hmm. million, 10 million, but it's based, mm-hmm. again, and that's what I'm thinking about this, Michelle. It's based on their emotion. Like you said, I've got three daughters' weddings to pay for, college or what have you, not having any real clue of the valuation. And so, again, this is why the conversation today is so important on the Profit Express. And again, today's guest, Michelle Seiler-Tucker, talking about her brand new book, Exit Rich, and the fact that 80% of businesses don't sell. And if you have a hard time coming up with what your business is worth, wow, that's a shocker. So now you just use the analogy of so you're actually suggesting to business owners that they should get an annual valuation on the business.
Absolutely. They must get an annual valuation checkup on their business because there are events that increase valuation. Mm-hmm. There are events that decrease valuation every year. I mean, look at this pandemic. That's a perfect example of that. Your business is your most valuable asset. Don't you think that every business owner should know exactly what their business is worth every single year? It's kind of like knowing what your financial portfolio is worth every single year.
Yeah.
You need to know what your most valuable asset is worth. And I had a gentleman come to me the other day, been in business 40 years, never had his business evaluated. That's just financial suicide. Because here's the deal, Tim. How do you know if you're close to your destination if you're not doing those annual valuation checkups?
Right. Right.
So let's say your destination is, what did we say, $10 million? Mm-hmm. Let's say you've had a valuation and you're currently worth $2 million. Then the next most important thing in a GPS exit model is time frame. Let's say you want to do this in 10 years. Now, the most important thing is you need to determine who are your buyers going to be. Who is your target market? Who is your audience? There's five types of buyers. And the reason I say buyers and not buyer mm-hmm. is because I have buyers, I have sellers that come to me all the time, Tim, and say, hey, Michelle, I don't need you to put my business on the market. I just need you to represent me because I have the buyer. And I always say, usually I say no. If I'm going to do that, I'm also going to put you on the market because it's not just simple to run due diligence. We have to come in. We have to do the evaluation. We have to clean up your financial house. We have to tune up your business and make sure your business is running on all six cylinders. And it's probably not. Most business owners run on 2 to 3, not on all six. So, and then we have to get all the data together and put in a data room, organize it into a data room in order to start collecting due diligence, conducting due diligence.
Right.
So, the bottom line, Tim, is that's a tremendous amount of work. And I can promise you, in all likelihood, the chances of that buyer actually closing on the sell of the business is slim to none. So we never want to put all of our eggs in one buyer's basket. We always mm-hmm. want to have backup buyers. Plus, how can we ever maximize value on the sell of a business if we can't create competition because we have a party of one?
Let me ask, I have to ask this question. So, Ed, your many years of doing this, you have 20 plus years experience. Have you ever had a seller come to you where they sit down in your office and, you know, you say, hey, tell me a little bit about yourself, and they tell you about the business? And have you ever been impressed that they were prepared, that they did have valuations? How often do you come across a seller like that who you think, wow, they've got it all going on?
Never.
You haven't had one sitting across from you? Really?
Not. I haven't had one sitting across from me that's had business value, that has figured it all out.
Right.
I've never had a business owner figured out how much they want to sell for and be on mark.
Right,
I've had
right.
valuations and is operating all six cylinders. I can say never to all three of those, especially at once. I might have a buyer that comes and had, I mean, a seller that comes to me and had a business evaluation, and maybe they're listed with another advisor, but the problem and the reason that it never sold is because it's overpriced.
Right.
And
right.
it's not going to sell, plus it's not being marketed correctly.
Now, in the book, part of, you know, you just talked about the GPS system, and then you also have the six P's, which I really liked how you laid this out. And it's people, product, process, proprietary, patrons, and profits. And it ends with profits, but it starts with people. And you really did a great job, I thought, in the book, kind of talking about why people is so important and why do we start with people. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure, Tim. So the reason I start with people is because many business owners have not built a business. They've actually built a glorified job in which they go to work at every day versus a business that works for them. And one of the number one reasons that businesses are not sellable is because the business owners don't have a business. They have a job. Buyers are not buying jobs. They're buying businesses. So we start with people because nothing else gets done without people. You don't build a business. You build people, and people build the business. Entrepreneurs have this mindset, and that's why I keep saying we have to change the mindset of entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs have this mindset that if you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. Well, Tim, that can't be further from the truth. Entrepreneurs are not good at everything, so they right. shouldn't have their fingers in every pie. Entrepreneurs need to focus on their strengths, hire their weaknesses, and entrepreneurs really have to start working on their business and not in their business. Entrepreneurs need to hire the right people and put them in the right seats. I've seen lots of business owners have plenty of people, but they're trying to fit a square peg into the round hole, and they have the wrong people, the right people in the wrong seats. Plus, Tim, we really work with our clients to ask the who question, and we talk about this in my book, Exit Rich. Who opens the doors? Who handles manufacturing? Who handles customer service, legal, marketing, accounting, quality control, environmental? The list goes on and on. The clue here, Tim, is you should never be next to the who.
The business owner should never be next to the who, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, that's a huge
point. The business
point.
Owner should never be next to the who. So the business owner, I mean, they should probably even stop this podcast right now. write down every single who in your business. That means every single task.
Right.
Write that down and then assign names to each one. And if you find yourself putting your name next to a lot of the who's, you don't have a business that's sustainable. You're not going to be able to scale it. And in all likelihood, you won't be able to sell it. So it's very important to go through this exercise and really make sure that you have the right people in the right seats.
Now, one thing that you had mentioned in the book, and of course you have a lot of very tremendous examples of big, big corporations, billion-dollar corporations who weren't focused on all of the six P's. Okay. Like you said, a lot of companies will have two or three or four, but there's a couple that they're really neglecting, and it's going to cost them. Okay. Certainly when we get to profits. And I think you said in the book, and I love how you said it, I'm paraphrasing, you don't have a problem with profits. You have a problem with all the other six P's, which then results in a problem with profits.
Right.
There's a lot of businesses. Maybe you can give us an example as far as ones that weren't looking at how they were in the marketplace regarding whether it's product or proprietary and how they were evolving or not evolving. And it ended up costing them because somebody else ate their lunch on them. How important is it to also looking at, you know, we talked about people, now we're talking about product and what's proprietary and what makes you unique in the marketplace. How critical is that to examine?
Yeah, so let's definitely talk about product because that's the second P. And I don't know if you noticed this, but I put them in the order of priority. There's another P for you. I put them in the order of priority, what's most important. Again, you don't get anything done without people. So the second P, let me just give your audience a little bit of history. When I wrote my very first book that you see on the shelf behind me called Sell Your Business for More Than It's Worth, I did the research and learned that 90% of all startups would fail. Within those first 1 to 5 years, startups are at great risk and 90% of them would fail. That's common knowledge. But when I wrote Exit Rich, in 2019 and did the exact same research, I was flabbergasted to find out that the business landscape has flip-flopped. It's changed dramatically. And it's really scary now. Now it's only 30% of startups will fail. And that's really great news for startups. However, small business is the backbone of our economy, employing over half the U.S. workforce. Out of 27.6 million companies, those businesses have been in business for 10 years or longer, 70% of them will go out of business. 70%. Now, you hear about the big public companies all the time, like Toys R Us, and business 75 years goes out of business. Steinmark, Kmart, Pier 1, Godiva Chocolates closing down 1,500 locations. Disney stores are closing down. You know, GNC is closing down 900 locations. But what the media, they only talk about public companies. The media doesn't talk about all the private businesses on every street corner in every state. Across our great nation, these business owners are exiting poor. They're selling for pennies on a dollar, closing their business, or even worse, filing bankruptcy. And the number one reason for that, because you have to ask yourself, oh my gosh, it used to be that if you're in business 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you're golden. You're going to be in business forever. Well, that's not the case anymore. And the number one reason for that, Tim, is lack of AIM, A-I-M. AIM is always innovate and market. Always innovate and market. And these business owners that have been in business for 10 years or longer, they stop innovating. They stop marketing. Blockbuster is a perfect example of that. They saw Netflix. They had the opportunity to purchase Netflix twice. Toys R Us did nothing different. In 75 years, they did nothing different. So business owners are married to their original concept. They're married to their idea. You know, a lot of business owners don't like to change, you know. And that's why so many businesses are going out of business. So that brings us to the second P, which is product. Product is your product, your service, your industry. You have to ask yourself, is it on the way up or on the way out? Is it thriving or dying? Do you have an Amazon and you're at the top of your game? And if so, Tim, that's when you should be selling, is when you're in your prime. So or do you have a Blockbuster and about to go out of business?
So then your first book, the statistics were 90% go out of business. In, you know, early on, it flip-flops in the second book as you're doing research for Exit Rich, your brand new book, where I just want to make sure I heard this right, where 70% are failing after 10 years if they've been in business 10 years. Wow. And so now we're going from, you know, Exit Rich to Exit Poor. Ugh, if we don't have people's attention now, how are we going to do it? My goodness.
Yeah, so many people are exiting poor, which is why I wrote Exit Rich. and I mean, it's that simple. You know, I wanted to call it Exit Rich Before You Lose Your Ass Sets. But my publisher told me no.
Oh, you should have done that. You should have stuck with your guns. That was the title. I like that. Go ahead.
I know. I should have. Anyway, so at any rate, so many people are exiting poor. And so if you have an Amazon, sell when you're in your prime, because businesses have life cycles just like humans do. If you have a Blockbuster, that doesn't mean that you just go home and give up. You know, so many industries right now are a Blockbuster because of this pandemic. But right. Tim, I always suggest to ask yourself three questions. Amazon did this back in the 90s. Ask yourself, what business are you in? Amazon said, we're in a book fulfillment business. We fulfill book orders. Second question, what do we do really, really, really well, better than everybody else? What is our core competencies? What is our USP, our unique selling proposition? And Amazon said, our unique selling proposition is fulfillment. We do fulfillment better than anyone else in the industry. And then the third obvious question, Tim, is what business should you be in? Amazon said, we should be in the fulfillment business, fulfilling products for everyone around the world, not just fulfilling book orders. Those three transformational questions transformed Amazon from a small book fulfillment center to the multi-billion dollar worldwide conglomerate that they are today. So we really need to get business owners out of the transactional and into the transformational, because it's only in the transformational in which you grow. And I always say, if you want better answers, ask better questions.
I like that.
And yeah, thank you. And then also, Tim, another reason so many businesses went out of business during this pandemic or are still at risk of going out of business is because they have one profit center. You can't have one profit center. You have to have multiple congruent revenue streams. So restaurants are a perfect example. They get paid when patrons come in and eat and when they take food to go or maybe delivery service. That's it. They right. have no other ways to collect money. What about e-commerce businesses? What about selling cookbooks? What about selling recipes? What about some trademarked recipes, maybe frozen foods or something that you're selling in different grocery stores?
Creating we additional revenue streams, right.
Yes, because if you have one profit center and something happens to close that one profit center down, then you're out of business, Tim. You're out of business.
You know, so, and today's guest, Michelle Siler Tucker, as I've read through the book, again, the brand new book, Exit Rich, as a business owner, it was a wake-up call for me. You know, I'm not just going to point the fingers at all the other business owners out there. It was a wake-up call for me as well. And I think what it was in talking to you, and I think you've done a great job with this, and that's why I'm really happy and glad I had you on, is in a good, productive, effective way, it shines a light on the vulnerability of small business owners as to how vulnerable they are not to be able to exit rich, not to be able to have a good sale of their business when the time is right. Instead, they're, you know, for everything you've just said, and again, everything that you've mentioned in your book, Exit Rich. And we could talk about a lot more. We're running out of time. Thank you for being on board today. The book is brand new. How can people, you know, connect with you, follow you? Share that with us, please, if you could.
Sure. So my website is SilerTucker.com. That's SilerTucker.com. And you can get Exit Rich at ExitRichBook.com.
Awesome. Listen, I appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing the message, of course, with the audience, with the listeners, with the small business owners out there who need to hear this, who need to know what they need to do to be prepared to maybe one day exit rich. Again, that was Michelle Siler Tucker. This is the Profit Express. Each and every week, listen and download for new and hot episodes on Wednesdays. You can follow me in the show on Instagram at The Profit Express, on Twitter at Profit_Express. And until next week, let's continue to win the battle for business.